الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين يصلون إلى قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق أو جاءوكم حصرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله لسلطهم عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا. Munafiqeen, one group of the extreme who came to Medina Sharif accepted Islam outwardly but went back to Makkah Sharif. With regard to them, Allah said, wherever you find them, put them in prison, and if they don't make Tawbah, then execute them, kill them. Then another group, Allah Ta'ala said, that is that group, and the first group is such that they want you also to turn into kufr, into becoming kafirs. Then there is a second group that did not go to Makkah Sharif, and they went and take refuge at some tribe with whom the Muslims made a peace treaty. So when they have joined those people with whom you have got a peace treaty, then treat them also as though you have got a peace treaty with them. So for them it is not permissible that you fight them or you imprison them or you kill them. We treat them as those people with whom they have taken a refuge. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ. مگر وہ لوگ جو میلاپ رکھتے ہیں ایک قوم سے کہ تم میں اور ان میں عہد ہو. However, those people, those munafiqeen, who go and you make connection and stay with a tribe, with a people with whom you have got an agreement. O jaaukum hasirat suduruhum. Ya aaye hain tumhare paas ke tang ho ke dil unke. Or they come to you and they make this agreement that they will not fight you, they will not fight against you with anyone, and they won't fight with you against anyone either. And you qatilukum or you qatilu qawmukum. Tumhari darai se aur apne qawm ke darai se bhi. They want to be neutral and they don't want to fight with you against anyone, and they don't fight with anyone against you. For them also the command of Allah Ta'ala is that do not fight them, leave them as they are. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّتَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَلَقَاتَلُوهُمْ. اور اگر اللہ چاہتا تو ان کو تم پر زور دے دیتا تو ضرور لڑتے تم سے. And if Allah wished to, then these people, Allah should have given them the power to fight you, and then they should have fought against you, and that should cause you great problems and difficulties. But Allah Ta'ala removed that quality from them and put fear in them for the Muslims, and they did not have the courage to fight against the Muslims. فَإِنِ اِتَّزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ. So agar yaksu rahe aur tumse phir tumse na lade. However, if they stay separate, they don't join the open kuffar, they are with those people with whom you have got a peace treaty, and they don't join those who fight against you, and they say they won't have joined you to fight against them. Those people who stay just aloof like that, so don't fight against them. وَالْقَوْ إِلَيْهُمُ السَّلَمْ. And those people, they give the message of peace to you, that we just want to be at peace. We don't want to fight with anyone. فَمَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. تو اللہ نے نہیں دی تم کو ان پر راہ. So Allah is not permitting you that you can fight against such people. Those who want to remain neutral like that, and they are not with those enemies of yours, they are with those people that you have made a peace treaty, then with such people, do not fight them. So these are the various regulations, and in the next ayah, another third group Allah Ta'ala also refers to. So we should take note that especially the first group that showed themselves to be believers, but then they went back to Makkah and then they joined the kuffar again. But those people, the command was that catch hold of them, imprison them, Give them time to make Toba. If not, then execute them. So Islam is a force and a power which isn't only as we see from the deeni point in namaz, roza, etc., but also a complete government and an administration and running the affairs of the country is also completely part of our deen also. And that is when the Islamic Khilafat is in place, for which we should make dua and have cherished that idea that Allah establishes the Islamic Khilafat again so that there can be Islamic rule, peace can reign in the world and people can find a way to Jannah. This is very important. We should not become oblivious of it. Born in a kuffar, in a kafir country, living under the kuffar, going through their education system, living according to them, we have forgotten our identity completely. Muslims are those people who are supposed to be ruling the world. And the Islamic Khilafat is supposed to reign supreme in the world. But unfortunately, due to our negligence, our indifference, we don't think of our akhirat, our qabr. We are only thinking of dunya. We have become just like the kuffar who only think of dunya. And we are not thinking of akhirat. And we don't think ever, the thought doesn't come to establish the Islamic Khilafat. That must be a desire in every Muslim's heart. And we should be making dua for that as well. May Allah give us tawfiq.